here talking about the God who needs nothing. 169. God who Oh, 170? Yeah, 170 then. I'll straighten it out when I get back. 170. Y'all keeping up with it then. Bless your heart. The God who needs nothing. 170. 170. 2 Corinthians, 15th verse. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thank be unto God for his unspeakable inhuman gift. Supernatural gift. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. God who needs nothing. 169. Where my pencil? God is a good God. Man just don't know how important Jesus is. He just don't know how important Jesus is. Jesus is in a class all by himself. He's here to show folks and save folks. Show them how to live holy. He is the example that when a man give his life to Jesus, he'll live in heaven forever. I say he'll live in heaven forever. If he gave his life to Jesus. Jesus went through a lot just to show us something. Show us something. What did he show us, Reverend? He showed us that you can die. Showed us that. And he showed us that we don't have to stay dead. He showed us they buried him dead. Yeah. And he stayed in the dirt grave 3 days. Yeah. He was dead. Then nobody messed with the grave because they had guards around the grave. Yeah. To make sure that he stayed in that grave. But some way or another, he got up. And God trying to show us something. If we die, we're going to live again. That's why salvation is so important. If man just don't let the devil blind him of his salvation, he got it made. I'm going to say that again. If mankind just don't let the devil blind him of his salvation, he got it made. But Jesus proved it. That you can die. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And live again. In other words, really, you don't really die, because your soul gonna last somewhere forever. Amen. The body died, but the soul doesn't die.
That's right, Pastor.
And it got to stay somewhere.
Yeah.
What make it like that, Pastor? What make it like that? You was a soul.
Yeah.
The devil wants you to look at the body. The devil wants to see you laying across there. It's over.
Yeah.
But it's not over.
Right.
You've just been to start living somewhere forever.
Yeah.
And God fixed it like that, that when you in my image, you can't really never stop existing.
You're right.
You got to exist somewhere forever.
Yeah.
And God fixed it like that.
Man.
That you can't stay dead. You got to live somewhere forever. God gave us heaven best. He didn't get second best, but he gave us heaven best. He could have gave us a great angel up there. He could have gave us Gabriel. We hear about Gabriel, Michael. But he reached and got one of the best. And that best is Jesus Christ. You can't get nothing no better for your soul and for your life no better than Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God Almighty. Oh, angels can't touch Jesus. He is not like some of us. He could have got leftovers.
All right.
Look at your neighbor and say, thank God he didn't get leftovers for me. See, he could have got leftovers, but he got his best. And we ought to treat him right.
All right.
I said, we ought to treat Jesus right. And if he got his best, we ought to get our best.
Yeah.
But we ought to give God the leftovers. The leftovers, and y'all watch him now. We like to give him our leftovers. Watch man. He give when he young the devil his best. When he can move and jump and holler and stream and walk fast, talk fast, and when his brain hadn't got old, and we want to get that to the devil while we're young. Oh, that might say, but when we get old and can't hardly walk, and can't hardly talk, and can't. Got 6 pair of glasses on, can't hardly see, and trust to tell the Lord, I'm going to work for the Lord. You want out. Now you want to work for the Lord. I think you ought to give God his best. He gave his best. We ought to give our best to God. But when we wear out, can't do nothing, let's crawl in. Going to work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. God gave us heaven best. In return, he wants what? God gave us something that money can't buy. He didn't give us leftovers. He gave us best. He didn't give us worn out stuff. He gave us the right kind of stuff. I'm glad today, hallelujah, that God is not like us. Ain't you glad of that? God have no respect to person. If he can give his best, you ought to give your best. I ought to give my best. But we wait till the devil use us up. But he merciful now.
Yes, he is.
But years ago, I never, before we built this church, as an old man, he said, I'm going to work for the Lord. And I never forget that. Now, good to get saved, I'm saying, but I never forget it. It was in that old church. He got old, and I'm glad he got saved now, but I just thought about it. It made me thought about it. He got old, and, well, I'm going out and work for the Lord. I never forget it. I said to myself, I ain't just preach it out, you know, and work for the Lord. You can't hardly walk. That's how we treat God.
Well,
that's how we treat God.
Yeah.
Can't hardly get up.
Yeah.
Go and work for the, do what? Get in somebody's way.
Right.
Just the poor God have done us like that.
Well.
Give you the leftovers. Somebody not able to get you up when you can't get up.
All right.
But he gave you power. He gave you Jesus Christ. He gave his best, and in return, he looked for the best.
All right.
Since I've been a preacher pastor, I don't saw it happen so many times. And you have. We wear out the devil. The devil wears us out. Then now we want to go work for the Lord. Just get in somebody's way sometime. Talking about working for the Lord. The Lord been good. Yes, he been good. Yeah, he better than good.
Yeah.
Same thing about money. When we got money, don't we give God nothing in it. Pay your tithes and your offerings. By the time you get broke, ain't got nothing. I'm going to give my tenth to the Lord. When you're making all them thousands of dollars, you forgot about the Lord. But now you got down to pennies.
All right.
Go pay my 10 cents to the Lord.
Why not?
God doesn't treat us like that.
No, he don't.
God Almighty. God didn't send us, I get the happy thing about it, a woe out Jesus.
Come on.
He didn't send us a piece of Jesus. He didn't send us a half of Jesus. He gave his whole Jesus. He gave a Jesus able to do anything but fail. A half of Jesus can't go down there and pick you out the dirt. You got to be a whole Jesus. The one that got all power in his hand. Because when you get to mess with the devil, you better have some power. God gave us all of it. But we don't want to give him all of us. What you're saving yourself for? Huh? Who are you saving yourself?
Thank you.
Oh, them, you look like a fox now. Everybody looking at you. Look like a he-man. Everybody watching you. Now, you don't look like no fox. You don't look like no he-man. You got to show yourself now and everything else. But that's how we do. I better go to the Lord now. Go to the Lord now. God doesn't treat us like that. He deserves our. He deserves our what? God gave his what? In return, he wants the what? God Almighty. Just the kind of God that we serve. God that loves us in spite of. Even when it comes down again to our money, we'll give him the leftovers. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus, listen at this now. If you want to argue with it, argue with it. But just listen at it. Jesus is the most valuable, the most important person that ever came out of woman womb. But we take him what? nobody more precious than Jesus Christ that ever came out of a woman's womb. Nobody. Somebody, please tell me if you have somebody, name him.
Nobody.
Can't find nobody that most precious that ever came out of a woman's womb than Jesus Christ. For what came out of the womb? Life came out the womb.
Thank you, Lord.
Not just any life, but eternal life. Life that can't nobody else give but God. Nobody like him. Well, Reverend Walker, I know somebody, something telling me they don't understand what I'm trying to tell them. Let me explain a little better then. Coming out the womb is a pretty little thing. Coming out the womb, you're a handsome little fella.
All right. Yeah.
But you're not precious than Jesus.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
He more precious than anybody.
Yeah.
Because he come out to do something for your soul.
Yes, sir.
The soul is you.
Amen.
This not you.
All right.
This just a body you live in. This just a house you live in. I don't see your soul. You don't see my soul.
Right.
It's just a house for the soul to live in. And the soul got to live somewhere forever.
Amen.
Your soul somewhere. That's when God sent his son to save the soul. Because it can't stop existing. It exists somewhere forever. And the devil blind folks, they just look at the body. But there's a soul on the inside that got the body walking. If you move the soul out the body, it gonna fall. That's what keeps us up. That's what keeps us going. It's what? The soul. Watch this now. The soul is spiritual. God is what? Spiritual. That's the image of who? God.
All right.
You better listen to me. This what you see now is the image of Adam. Jesus is the image of God.
Well.
Along with the Holy Spirit. You don't really see me. I don't really see you. Really, you really see what I live in. That's being the gospel is so important to preach. The word of God is spiritual. Spiritual got to have spirit. So the word of God, when it get down in your spirit, it does something to your soul. This what keep your soul going. Because I got the word of God in my soul. Watch this now. Watch this. Reverend Walker, what? Why is the gospel so important? That's a good question. Why we preach the gospel? What's significant so much about the gospel? It's spiritual. It's spiritual. If you believe in it, it'll heal your body.
Yeah.
But it's spiritually, it's for your what? Soul. Watch this now. The word of God is so powerful, it convicts your soul. And when your your soul get converted, everybody say converted. When your soul get converted through the power of the Holy Spirit, you don't do what you used to do.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. When that soul get down in that body, where that body used to steal. Used to steal.
Yeah.
Steal. Stealing now. I'm stealing now. See, you steal. Body. I'm stealing. Just picking up stuff. Yeah. Stealing. But when my soul get converted.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can't steal no more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I got somebody on the inside controlling the inside. Yeah. If the inside gets straightened out, it'll help the outside.
Yeah.
And when you see folks doing things they don't have no business.
Yeah. All right.
Something ain't working on the inside.
Come on, Ralph.
Something not functioning. Like it ought to be on the what?
Inside.
The old folks say, I don't stole once, I ain't gonna steal no more. Ooh. I don't stole once, I ain't gonna steal no more. Hey. I don't stole one, I ain't gonna steal no more. Ah, they get shouting. Y'all, young folks don't know about that.
Yes,
they used to say it.
Yes,
that means that God done been there.
Yeah.
And done so why I used to steal, I don't steal no more because God is on the inside of me.
Yeah.
He don't convert my soul.
Yeah.
My hands used to get things, didn't have no business, but the Holy Ghost control it now.
Yeah.
I find out this old body loves the wrong thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said, I found out.
Uh-huh.
This body loved this world.
Yeah.
Why, Reverend Walker? Because it came from this
world.
That would make it what? Worldly.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I love worldly. This body loves worldly stuff.
Right.
If you don't watch worldly stuff, it'll lead you to hell. If you can love and love, your body will lead you to hell.
Yeah.
See, that's when Jesus came on the scene.
Yeah.
That put somebody on the inside to convert that soul.
Yeah.
And it'll control this body.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost on the inside.
Yeah.
Give me power.
Yeah.
Where I used to steal, I don't steal no more. Because
yeah.
I got somebody on the inside controlling my body.
Well.
That's really good to be what? Born again. That's what you call born again. How are you getting born again?
Come
on. How are you getting born again? I'm born even educated Pharisee. Nicodemus didn't understand. Jesus, you got to be born. How can a man be born again? He got to get back in your mother womb. I'm not smart. I got more sense of that. How can I get back in my mother womb? Huh? That's what he said, didn't
it?
How can I? You know good and well. Brother, you can't get back in your mama. You're bigger than your mama.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything she can get in you, but you can't get back in her. But I'm trying to get you to see a point now. Watch this now. See, how can this be born again? That's blow folks' mind if you don't watch yourself. Some people don't catch it now.
Right. Right, Pastor.
He's dealing with your soul. Your soul must be what?
Born again.
If you want to go to heaven when you die.
Yes. Your time. Yes, sir.
Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Yes.
If you want to go to heaven when you die.
Uh-huh.
Well, what have Why don't got to be born again? God Almighty, he dealing first with the spirit man. With the spiritual man. He told Nicodemus, Nick, you got to be born again. Nick went for another to ask the Lord, how can this be? How can a man be born again? He's dealing with the spiritual man. It's something about God. He got it fixed like that. God is what? Spirit. And they that what? Worship. Must what? Worship him in what? Spirit.
All right.
Spiritual.
Yes.
My inside.
Yes.
Someone on the inside, my soul,
yes,
got to be born again.
Right.
That's something we'll never fully understand.
Yes.
But we know that it be a change.
Yes, sir.
When we give our life to Jesus Christ, it means business, it does something to us.
Yes.
Lord Almighty. Again, I repeat myself. Them old folk, we don't say it no more like that. Them old folk used to say, I don't sin once, I ain't gonna sin no more. Ooh. I don't stole once, ain't gonna steal no more. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Then they get that third time, a little louder. I don't stole once, ain't gonna steal no more. Ha! They shout. They go three times with it and they shout. Back in the older days, young folks.
Yeah.
When they had church,
yeah.
You saw a change.
Yeah.
These young folk just don't want what? Change.
Yeah.
They don't got to a point. They God don't got to be their buddy.
Right.
See, but not so much to save you, but what? Buddy now. And boy, they get happy.
Yeah.
They shout because somebody on the inside done touched that soul, and that soul get happy. That soul said, I'm glad something gonna happen. God done came into me. That's what the soul talking now. And that soul control that body. Where the body used to get drunk or doing all them ungodly things, the body said, something gonna happen to me. Something on the inside. Something on the inside. And when he said born again, because Nicodemus couldn't understand it, your soul get born again. Getting what I used to do, I don't do it no more. Why? Because I've been changed. Conversion means change. You don't do what you used to do. I don't go where I used to go. I don't say what I used to say. Why? Because my soul been changed. It controls my body. If it hadn't been changed, the devil still got power over that body. The body always loves this world because it comes from this world. And it loves to do ungodly things. But it takes the power of God to control this house that you live in. He doing no more what he lack in love. Because he come from him.
All right.
That means Jesus said, get me.
Yes, sir.
And I'll control it for you.
Yes.
And when you get Jesus in your heart,
right, yeah,
in your soul,
yeah,
it'll stop your fingers from stealing.
All right.
I know it may sound funny, but brother, God knows his truth in it.
Yeah.
Where you used to get drunk, you pour out that stuff now.
Yeah.
Something done happened to me.
Yeah.
Well,
I used to pass by my neighbor and didn't speak no more.
Yes, sir.
Something done happened.
Yes, sir.
How you doing now?
Yes, sir. You're right, man. Preaching.
When I used to go to church, I don't go no more. But something done happened to me now. I'm going back now.
Yeah.
because I know what done happened to me.
Yes.
That soul get hungry for holiness.
Yes,
that soul came from God.
Yes.
That soul ain't used to getting drunk. That soul ain't used to doing them ungodly thing. So when you start doing ungodly thing, the soul gets sick like.
Yes.
She's sick. Something done happened. I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to everybody. But watch this. And when you get tired of going to church, something gonna happen to your soul.
All right.
If your soul been converted, it get lonely.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It used to listen at godly music.
Come here. Come
seeing godly things.
Yeah.
Nah, Jesus keep me near the cross. Don't sound good no more. At the cross doesn't sound good no more. Something gonna happen somewhere. You've got to check your inside. Taking milk of magnesia ain't gonna help you no more. Epsom salts ain't gonna help you no more. Aspirin tablet ain't gonna help now. You've got to take some Epsom salt from the Bible now. And when you got to eat all God's word, it's medicine.
Yeah.
I said medicine.
Yeah.
Y'all let me say it. Please let me say it. Don't hit me in the head now, but let me say it. See, what happened, see, when you got to eat some holy food,
yeah,
it works out the ungodly food.
Yeah.
It get on the inside.
Yeah.
And you see yourself.
Yeah.
And when you see yourself, you come to yourself.
Because yeah,
God is working on the inside.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad you got somebody to remind you?
Yeah.
That's what folks need on it. They need the Holy Spirit to word them. Don't let them sleep at night.
Yeah.
And God said, I ain't going to let my child sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight off.
Yeah.
It's word God.
Yes.
I'm talking to church folks now.
Yes.
It's word God.
Yes.
When his children go back out in the world.
Yes.
Word God.
Yes.
Oh my. Y'all let me use it now. I know.
Come on, man.
God said, I can't. Please let me say it.
Yes, sir.
I got to get my point. God said, I can't sleep.
Nah,
you know, he's sleeping off slumber, but y'all not using that now. You know? I ain't crazy now, you know.
Yes.
You know? Can't sleep, Jimmy. Just keep going. Bother me on the inside.
Yeah.
And y'all think God is just ignoring you.
All right. All right.
The Bible loves all his children.
Yeah.
He proved it quote in the Bible.
Yes, he did.
You see, one day he went and checked his sheep out.
Yes, come on.
And he started counting them, Jesse.
Yes,
89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99.
He
missed one!
Yeah. Yeah.
A soul just that important to Jesus.
Yeah.
He missed one.
Yeah.
He wondered where was the one.
Yeah.
He's not like some of us.
Yeah.
Well, I got 99. Let's go be satisfied.
Yeah.
That's my child.
Yeah.
When nobody else don't care nothing about you, Jesus cares something about you.
Yeah.
Always remember that.
Yeah.
He cares something about you.
Yeah.
Other folks don't care nothing about you sometimes. Folks go to church don't care nothing about you sometimes. But Jesus said, I miss more.
Yeah. Yeah, so hallelujah.
Free.
Come on. Hallelujah. Already.
Save souls. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank and watch this. Watch this. Now he's going to get you back.
Come on, Will.
Yes, sir.
He got a way.
Yeah.
To get you back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good preaching.
You out there having your fun, but he watching you. Hold on. He watching you.
Yeah.
I miss my child.
Yeah.
I miss my child. I've got to. He going to do something to get you back. I'll get the prodigal son back.
Yeah.
If I didn't get hungry. He got to eat.
Yeah. Take your time.
I get him back.
Yeah.
That barber girl. Y'all know that barber girl? Barber girl. When you out there, when we out there doing what we ain't got no business, that's bother God. Sometimes God will let 16 out there, but one of them belongs to the Lord. And they booting up. Well, he had enough time out there, or she, whoever it is, and mess around him. God will break his leg. Bam! Break his leg. Now he's hopping. Somebody got to take him to the hospital. He's trying to give you a hint.
All right.
When you see bad things happening to you,
yeah.
little small tick ticks, you better watch them things. Got the leg, and your buddies that party with you, they come to see you. I know how it is. That happened to me years ago. You'll be all right. And trust to come free. Yeah, I understand. You got your leg now. You've been in the hospital a little while, and we'll deal with that. Go back over there and talk with her. Trying to get her right back where she come from.
Yeah.
But don't be crazy.
Yeah.
I won't say this word stupid, because the devil, he still wants you back out there.
All right.
God broke your leg to come to yourself. You better listen at me.
Yeah.
He let something happen to you to get you to kill yourself.
Because
he loved you just that hard.
Yeah.
Some kind of, if you're the child of God, you out there doing everything but right, God going to let something happen to you.
Yes, sir.
I just thought it broke leg, but it could be anything. They get your attention. That one child that the prodigal son left.
Yes, sir.
God, the sheep, the shepherd, something got to go see about it.
All right.
He'll do something to get you back home. Coffee, what? Love you so. Watch this now. Watch this. I'm trying to get folks to think. That's all. If you're the child of God, you're doing everything but right, check your salvation out sometimes.
Yes, sir. All right.
I'm here now. I ain't joking now. God's to those I love, I'm going what? You can call God a liar. You know, I ain't never been chased. You may not be healed.
All right.
You got to watch that. He said, those I love, I'm going to chase them. Those I love, I'm going to get them. I know he out there doing everything but right. He'll send something at you. It ain't going to be pleasure either. When he gets through with you, you coming home one way or another. You coming home like this?
Yeah.
You coming home like this? Or you coming home like this? You coming home. Don't ignore his chasing. He'll take you out the world.
For
I lose that soul, I'll bring him out the world. He giving us warning. I'm a children of God. If you don't know Jesus, I'm not talking to you about this then. If you're the child of God and doing everything but right, and ain't been chased by God, check your salvation out.
Well,
check it
out. So the Bible said that.
Yes, sir.
Those are what? I'm going to do what?
Chase.
See, watch this now. I don't mean a bit of harm. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Coming to a local church is not salvation. Coming to a local church is not salvation.
Yeah,
don't be deceived by the devil. The devil comes in here. The devil sleep in here.
Amen.
The devil sleep in local churches. That's their house in local churches. Just coming to the house of prayer is not salvation. Oh boy. Oh boy. Salvation.
Tell us. Take your time. Tell us.
The old folks used to say it, but we don't say it no more. Salvation is something I used to do ain't right.
All right.
And I don't do it no more.
Yeah.
The don't more is salvation.
Yes, sir.
I've been changed. Dang. What I used to do, I don't do it no more.
Yeah.
You'll see a change in your life.
Yeah.
If you said you've been born again and doing everything you used to do, somebody lying somewhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Salvation changed a man. When I used to steal, I don't steal no more. Because Jesus on the inside don't allow me to steal. I don't have a desire to steal no more.
Thank you.
That's what he come into your life for. To stop we stop us from doing things we ain't got no business doing. You still doing the same thing. God ain't no use to you then.
All right.
Oh. Need to get the understanding of this thing. Ain't nobody perfect. I hurt you.
That's right.
Watch this. If you have that desire of keep on doing what you used to do wasn't right, just about you missed it. Something on the inside ought to bother you. If it never bothers you, something don't happen somewhere. Ain't nobody perfect. No, but something ought to bother you. If you can enjoy all the time enjoying it, something wrong somewhere. We take church something to play with. It's nothing to play with. Did you not know all of us got to stand before a living God? You may be doing fine now, but buddy, but one day, all of us got to stand before a living God. We take the church something to play with. It ain't nothing to play with. You playing with your soul. Preachers play with it.
Amen.
Deacons play with it.
Amen.
Church members play. Choir members, they play with it. You don't play with this, buddy. Watch this now. You just don't play with this. Why, Reverend Walker? You gonna die.
Yes, sir.
One day.
You're gonna die. Look at the neighbor and say, you're gonna die. Look back at him and say, you too. All of us getting out of here.
Yeah.
I mean it. Everybody lay across there, don't go to heaven. No. But because they just come to church, they go to heaven. Don't lie. The devil sleep in church. The devil love church. What is that for? Confusion. But he love that where folks at. The mess folks up. Because we come to church. Because she comes here. So what? Being born again. Knowing Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing who he is, he done changed my life.
Yeah.
And when Jesus changed a man's life, he not perfect. But God ain't gonna let him relax in his mess.
Amen.
If God had to break his leg 3 times, can he get the message?
Yeah.
God, who I love, I'm gonna what? Chase him. And sometimes in some churches, see folks don't let God chasing nobody. Get so bad. That means the preacher got to preach it.
Yes.
Just come to church. Oh, the devil's sleeping in church.
Right.
You got to tell folks the truth when you get them there.
Right.
Folks don't want to hear the truth. Don't come in here alone, pastor. I'm going to tell you the truth. Church church, church. The devil loves church. He churchy. He got members like Jesus got members. Being born again is the difference. Show it. God Almighty. The more folks say, I don't die once. I ain't gonna die no more. I don't die once. I ain't gonna die no more. Hey. That's what you saying, boy. That means I don't got rid of old Walker.
Yes, sir.
Die.
Yeah.
Old Walker dead.
All right.
Yeah. Ain't got to die no more.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. God got rid of old Walker.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's a brand new Walker.
Yeah, man.
It's a brand new Daniel. Brand new Susie.
Yeah.
Where I used to steal and got to steal.
Yeah,
cause something happened to me. That's what conversion is all about. I don't do what I used to do. I'm started doing the things to please God now.
Yeah.
Instead of pleasing myself.
Yeah.
You can't come on, I'm converted and still trying to please yourself. Because this self is a mess.
Yeah.
This self is a mess. I said self is a mess. Can't but once somebody straighten ourselves and that Jesus. He come in your life, you'll see a change. But you got to want to do it. You can overcome it if you want it. Sometimes God will get tired, he'll take you out the world. Sometimes you will. He'll take you out the world. He'll do something to you. Those I love by what? Some kind of way. Some kind of way. And sometimes a lot of folks in church ain't been born again anyway. I'll be frank now. I ain't saying that dogmatic. I'm just trying to say that. See, the devil love church. Folks got to understand that. The devil church you. He want members just like Jesus want members. He got members just like Jesus have members. Folks got to understand that. Yeah. When you see folks come to a local church and living like a devil, something wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
I said something wrong somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Don't need to be fooling yourself. See, some preacher won't tell you the truth. Something wrong somewhere. God, and you enjoying it. You know it ain't right.
Yes,
you just enjoy it, but you come to church.
All right.
Yeah, the devil sleep in church. Folks got to understand that. The devil love church.
Yes,
that's his holy name. But Jesus come to change folks' life.
All right.
And he will change your life.
Yes,
if you let him change it, he'll change it.
Yes.
Hurt him. The devil always going to tempt you.
Yes.
But God give you power to overcome his temptations.
Yes.
Them old folk, you said it, I'm repeating myself, man. I don't sin these kind of ways, but I don't sin like that no more.
All right.
I've been changed. God is able to change us. He's able to keep us. Watch this now. You've got to have a desire to be kept.
That's good, man.
Have a desire. I want to live for Jesus. And you can do it. You've got to have a what? A desire. You've got to want to do it. Because the devil always going to tempt you. Every time you move, the devil going to tempt you.
This is Catalan number 1820.
If you got Catalan a desire to live for Jesus. But we don't got in these last days living for Jesus. Ain't hear no nothing now. These folks ain't stopped doing nothing they want to do now.
Right.
And they're going to get worse according to their Bible. According to the word of God, as time comes to a close, folks ain't paying the church no attention now. Why, Reverend Walker? Because they don't see no change in us.
All right.
That's what it is. The Bible already said it. Don't see no change in us. When they see a change in us, that would help. What I'm coming for, you doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
You ought to go to church. Well, why? You just ought to go. Why?
Amen.
You just ought to, why?
All right.
Thank, they can ask you that question, you know that. Because
yeah.
Folks out in the world see us doing everything.
Yeah.
Want to invite them to church. For what? To get like you.
Yeah.
No! To live for Christ.
Yes, sir.
To live for Christ.
Yes,
to live for stand up for Christ.
Yes.
To let the world know he's real.
Yes.
That's the only way you're going to know he's real. Somebody got to show that he's real.
Yes.
Folks got to understand that. They got to understand it.
Yes, sir.
Just coming to a church ain't salvation.
Right.
Being born again.
Yes.
And have a desire to live. And then you got to have a desire to live for him.
Yes.
He the only one. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he the only one can give you power to overcome the devil. You can't do it by yourself to save your life. Sin is too strong. But through Christ, Paul said, I can do what? Through Christ, I can do all things. He the one strengthened me. Where I'm weak, then I'm what? Strong. He give you power to overcome. Sad to say, what I'm finna say now. The way this Bible reads, oh my, I want young folks to know this. The way this Bible reads, what you see going on in the world now, the church is going to get worse. The way it reads, what you mean, Reverend Walker? It's going to get worldly. The church of Laodicea was worldly. What you mean, brother? They love the world more than they love Jesus.
Right.
Those of us who read this Bible, you can see it just as plain as day. Ain't no more sin nowhere now. Folks erasing sin. They haven't stopped doing what they used to do.
All
right. Read your Bible and just watch. Not judging nobody, but don't be ignorant of it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We in the last days. We the Laodicea church. Worldly, worldly.
Yes.
Something we wouldn't dare do in church. Church ain't getting on nothing now.
Right.
We'll step on Jesus if you don't get out of the way quick. Worldly, worldly. We get the worldly now. Somebody needs to stand up for Jesus.
Yes. Preach it.
If you say you've been born again, somebody needs to stand up for Jesus. Don't let the world suck you in. The church of Laodicea, that last church, you can sum it up with one word, worldliness.
All right.
Don't ran Jesus out of his own church.
Yes, sir.
He knocking, trying to get in.
Yeah.
Saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What you doing on the outside?
Yeah.
Something must have happened on the inside.
Yeah.
He's not in there. He's on the outside knocking.
Yeah.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, if any man hear my voice, open the door and let me in. I'll sup with him. Not if anybody, somebody ought to come. Somebody, anybody. The church is getting like that. Don't ran Jesus out for worldliness. Ain't no more sacred now in church now. Some churches, they're doing everything in it. Having parties and drinking and everything else. They're doing it now. Ain't no respect. Making God's house a den of thieves and everything else. Nightclubs and things. Boogie woogie and all that stuff. And ain't no sacred music. All kind of music now. In God's house. Something we don't dedicate to God. Watch this now. I promise you it won't get no better. Just don't lie. And you see it already. Worldly. That means Jesus on the outside knocking. Saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. But ain't nobody gonna open it. Because they would. My brother and sister, please hear me. I don't care what I care in the system, saying it like that. What you see church folks doing, you stand up for Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let them lead you astray. The devil have disciples like Jesus got disciples. They hate to see you stand up for Jesus. They'll come to, oh, you don't take all that. They'll talk all that mess to you. That's the devil talking to you. I dare you to look him dead in the eye and say, get behind me, Satan. I bet you're scared. Don't let folks mess you up because they like that. See, they feel better when they find somebody else doing it, especially somebody who's faithful. You stand up for Jesus. Because all of us got to stand one day for Jesus Christ. Them old folks say, I used to do that. I don't do it no more. Why? I've been changed. Well, prove you've been changed. Don't let folks suck you in. And they're doing it in churches now. Entertaining. Just entertaining folks. Preacher Goodman said two little words, he through preaching. Ain't saying nothing about sin. That's what happened now. You're going to get worse. I promise you're going to get worse. According to the Bible, it's going to get worse. Folks got the preachers, got to preach it. Instead of doing it, they got to preach it. In the last day, we in the last day. I said the last day. Jesus just about on the way back. And folks still playing church. Don't you play church. Be real.
Amen.
You won't make God angry with you. You will be a child of God. Don't play with God.
Right.
Keep on playing. Evidently, you don't know Jesus.
Well.
Just come to church. I tell you, it's not salvation.
Right.
Salvation, you give your life to Christ as your personal Savior.
Yeah.
And when he come in your life, you're not perfect, but the more folks say, I don't do what I used to do. Something you're going to drop off. Just that simple.
All right.
No wonder folks don't get converted. They don't see no change in us. They got to see a change in us. And he will change you. I say he will change you. He come to change us. That's what he come here for. Not to just come here, make us look good or nothing like that. He wants your soul to look good. He wants your soul to be right. You know, folks come to church sometime and they never gave their life to Christ. Sometimes I wonder why. Do you wonder like that sometime? Folks come to church and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and won't give their life to Christ. Wonder why. Wonder why. What they come for? Don't get lifted up in pride. I heard folks sit, talk like this, and I'm going to check that church out. Oh, you better check Jesus out.
All right.
If they preaching Jesus, you better get yourself saved. If they preaching Jesus, don't be stupid. That's stupid. Go check Jesus out, and you better make sure you say, God Almighty. You're going to die. Preacher got to preach this. You're going to die one day. You're going somewhere. Stop fooling yourself. You're going somewhere. You're going to stay forever somewhere. Hell or heaven. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. That's when we preach the gospel. The direct which way to go.
Right.
And these scary preachers ain't saying nothing about hell. Hell is still there. Folks right now, as I speak, going down to hell right now. And when you get there, you're there to stay. Ain't no way out. Ain't no second chance nowhere. If you go to hell, you want to go there, ain't no way out. Stop fooling yourself. Church ain't nothing to play with. Reverend Walker ain't never played with your soul. They ain't about to start now. You go to hell, you're there to stay. It ain't nothing but moaning and groaning. And one man was down here, he in hell right now. Called him to the bow. He said, go and tell my brother. Don't come here. I got five up there.
Yes,
they just like me.
Yes.
They ain't say that just like me, but he's saying it just like me.
Right.
If they end up, they're going to end right back in here. Gonna come back. See, it's something about hell you can't consume. You stay there. Can't rest, no kind of. Ain't no drinking, no water. Cool and all, it's supposed to be hot. It's something on the inside.
just got you miserable all night, all day, forever and ever and ever, ever. That's what Jesus come in the world for. To keep man from going where? He's sending the devil to hell. That's where the devil stays.
All right.
He made hell for the devil and his angels.